Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys on the football field, Mariota just running it.
And here throwing it because he wants to close the game out, but instead McCaffrey will take it into the end zone. He didn't necessarily have to seal it, but when you have that chance, you don't want to pass it up.
Luke McCaffrey with his first touchdown catch of his short NFL career. That was big for Max. That was really big for Denton. Denton, basically last year and this year, has had a touchdown bet on Luke McCaffrey in every single game he's played. And he finally got one late yesterday. I think he gets open. What do I know, though? But it certainly appears to get open. You'll hear my conversation with Luke McCaffrey before the end of the show. Talk to him when he was in the locker room. Last night after the game. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Want your calls, your thoughts. There was one other thing that I wanted to mention. So after the Jalen Lane punt return yesterday, there was unsportsmanlike conduct is the call when the gunner goes out of bounds on the punt coverage unit and then doesn't come right back in bounds. And so since Lane scored on that play, Washington had the option of taking the 15-yard penalty on the kickoff or on a two-point conversion, you know, which would have been half the distance to the goal, or half the distance to the goal on a kicking one-point PAT. With the new kickoff rules being what they are, going back to last year, and now the 35 being the touchback rule, meaning you've got to, you know, land that in that area. If you take it on the kickoff, the only thing that changes is that the kicker moves from his own 35 to the 50. I don't know if that makes it an easier kick into the landing zone, a harder kick into the landing zone. I don't know. But Quinn took it on the kicked PAT. So he decided to move it from the 33 half the distance to the goal, meaning that the 15 would have been the line of scrimmage. So they move it to the 7. Now it's a 22-yard extra point, 24-yard extra point, whatever it would have ended up being. You could have taken it on the 2-point. Now that return made it 26-10. So I'm glad they kicked. I don't think there would have been any reason to go for 2 there. You want to make it a 3, you know, worst case or best case for the Raiders, a 3-score game, up 27-10. But just another one of those kind of decisions that isn't a no-brainer anymore because of the kickoff rules. I don't know. It would be an interesting question to ask Larry Izzo. Is it harder to kick from the 50 following something like that into the landing zone than it is from 15 yards back? Maybe that's why they made the decision. Washington is 2-1 after the 41-24 win over the Raiders. They go to Atlanta. 4 of their next 5 games are on the road. At Atlanta, then at the Chargers, who are undefeated. Then they get the Bears at home on a Monday night before heading to Dallas and Kansas City back-to-back. So a big stretch of the schedule coming up here for them. They're a banged-up football team for sure, and we will all week long, really beginning today at 3:30 when we get an update from Quinn on a lot of these injuries, find out where the team is. But that was one they needed to get. That is, in the NFL, the closest thing to kind of a get-right game, because these teams are so close, the league's so week-to-week, but the whole advantage rest-wise and otherwise, but Washington was banged up and without their starting quarterback. But man, Marcus Mariota played well. All right, 301-230-0980. Your turn. Let's start with Ralphie in Rockville. Ralphie, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I thought yesterday was a great win. I felt like our team, we played really balanced on all three phases. But my only thing is I wonder why we run the ball more when Jaden is not playing. You know, I just felt like when we have 20 carries a game with the running backs, that's when we do really well. And that's across the league. I wonder why that is. Like yesterday when I'm watching the Green Bay game against Cleveland, they ran the ball. They just dominated Green Bay. And that's what I was confused that we didn't do last week.
Who dominated Green Bay yesterday?
Cleveland. They ran the ball. Flacco didn't play well at all.
They didn't score until the fourth quarter.
But, I mean, yeah, they still ran the ball. You see what I'm saying?
Like, the rookie running back, Judkins, did he have a good day against Green Bay? That's interesting. I just know day. The score was 10-0 until about 5 minutes to go in the game. I would have preferred more runs against the Packers. I would have preferred to at least try it. I think they felt like they were in a bind after they lost Bates. But we've seen plenty of games with Jaden where there's been an emphasis primarily on rushing the football. I mean, I'm just going back to the opener when Merritt, you know, when Bill had 82 yards in the opener, I'm going to guess that the running backs in that game had 20-plus carries, didn't they? Against the Giants? Kroski Merritt had 10, Eckler had 6, Jeremy McNichols 4, Debo 1. So that's 5. That's 21 carries in the game. Jaden had 11. They rushed for 220 yards in that game. So we've seen the same kind of an attack with Jaden there. We just didn't see it against Green Bay. I think they felt they were handicapped without Bates in that game against a defensive front that they could not handle with their offensive line. That is for sure. Thanks, Ralphie. Let's go to Keith in Brandywine. Keith, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kev? How you doing, man? Hey, listen.
What's up, Keith?
Something that bothered me yesterday, and I'm watching it every game so far at home. You know, when Debo, I'm going to start with Debo first, when he's warming up, he's not doing a warm-up with the team, right? I mean, they're doing the drills coming down the field. He's just walking or skipping. And yesterday, you could tell that some of the players had the binoculars on tight. And some of the players were getting irritated with that because when he would go over there to them trying to talk to them, they were like, you saw a couple of guys waving their hand like, come on, man, get serious and or get out of my face type thing. And I'm being honest, man, that he's not warming. He's not doing their drills. He's just walking up and down. They'll go down to the 30 and come back up. He's just walking. He's not doing the drills. But you can watch. Everybody's hearing my voice. Just watch and see the next time when he's out there. And then another thing I didn't like is we don't have that kill spirit, man. When we have a team down, I'm like, finish him. I don't feel – let's run the clock out mode way too early, 9 minutes, 10 minutes too early, trying to just run and then punt. And we don't have the defense like that. And then the third thing I want you to comment on is, you know, Jaden didn't play yesterday, but did you see the report that the Giants rookie, that their number one pick, said about Jaden when he's like, what did you think about Jaden? He said, talk too much. He want to come up there and come in our huddle and talk. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to you.
That wasn't his the rookie. That was Brian Burns who said that. I don't know what you're talking about with respect to Debo. I'm not disputing it at all. I don't have that observation. I've not heard anything other than what we've watched on the field and has been confirmed by people out there. They think he is quite the weapon. In terms of the game yesterday, I mean, they took a 34-10 lead to the fourth quarter. I mean, this game was over. So in terms of how they played the fourth quarter, they had a 34-10. And by the way, they were losing players. That's where you want to get out of there. But I don't think they like dialed it back. They ended up throwing a touchdown pass with 2 minutes to go in the game. But thanks for the call, Keith. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jameer in D.C. Jameer, go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? It's been about a month or two since I called in, so good to hear from you again.
You too.
But one thing that I did notice, I did love the way the coaching went along in the game. Special teams was fantastic all the way around. Outside of the missed kick, I think with the kicker, if you're going to struggle beyond the 50, you should be automatic within it. So we got to figure out something with the kicker. I understand 50-plus, but these shorter kicks, we got to be automatic.
Well, 50-plus has been his problem, you know, last right. year, and he missed two last on Thursday night against the Packers from 50-plus. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. They're not moving on from Matt Gay. He ended up making two out of three. He hasn't missed an extra point this year, right? Am I right about that? Mm-hmm. He hasn't missed an extra point this year.
Believe that's correct.
What is he on field goals total after yesterday? Two or three yesterday. He didn't kick one in the Giant game, and he was. Did he make one against the Packers?
So he's
he made one of the 50-yard.
Yeah, he made
three
one
for
against
six.
The Packers.
He's three for six. By the way, three for six with 350-yard-plus attempts in Green Bay. One, four of the six have been 50 or out, and he's made two of them, right? So he's two for four. He missed a 37-yarder. You can't do that in the NFL. I'll concede right. that. I would bet you they're not about to dump Matt Gay. And his, you know, his kickoff out of bounds is not helpful. But, you know, you're going to see some of that this year because of the attempt by kickers to kick low, squibby-like kicks that hit in that landing area. You know, so you're going to see some of that. I've seen a bunch of those that have gone out of bounds. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But I don't think they're moving on from him. What else did you have? What else did Jameer have? Is Jameer still there? No Jameer. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good, Joe.
So first off, I'm going to start off what I like, and I say it again, like I said last week, Deebo Samuel. I mean, whether he is catching the ball, running it on a reverse, or even better yet, you know, returning a kickoff return, I mean, whatever you want him to do, I mean, you get him the ball, you see his speed. It works. I mean, I'm so glad. I mean, it's been a short, only three games of the season, but I love what Deebo has done so far.
Yeah, me too.
The defense, and we mentioned the sacks, but Bobby Wagner and Von Miller, I mean, they definitely wanted to earn this, but I got to tell you, one player that, I mean, they mentioned this during the game, Deron Payne. His name may not appear in the stat sheet, Kevin, but Deron Payne was disruptive yesterday on that offensive line. I mean, it's two games
with Deron really playing at a high level. Yeah. Not so much last Thursday night against the Packers. But again, I think we really do have to take into consideration that the Raiders' offensive line was bad. And, arguably their best offensive lineman really didn't play at all. I'm going to check the snap count. I was looking for him on the inactive list, and he wasn't inactive, but then I didn't see him in the game.
Okay, but while you do that, one quick side note, I'll let you go.
Powers Johnson he played two special team snaps. That was it. He didn't play at all offensively. They were a horrendous offensive line. Go ahead, Joe. Finish up.
All right. Well, my side note, listen, yes, we beat a team that we were supposed to beat in Vegas. However, now we're going on the road, facing a team that got shut out. They're going to be upset. We cannot overlook what's going on this week because we got Atlanta, and we got a very tough test coming up because the Chargers, the Bears, I mean, yes, they got the first one against Dallas yesterday, but then you got the Cowboys, Chiefs. This is nothing to be excited about. Yes, we just beat Vegas, but we got to handle our business. I know Dan Quinn's going to do that. But back to work at Atlanta because these injuries are piling up, and that is definitely a concern moving forward. Who knows what happens? I don't want to lose any more defensive players, and Terry's quad is a question mark, but we can't lose anybody else like that. So take care, Kevin.
Good job, Coach. Fire them up for next week. Next week, just because the Falcons lost 30-0 against the Panthers, that just doesn't mean anything in the league, honestly. I mean, every week is a new week. Let's go to my guy Steve in Houston.
I did. Hey, what's up, Coach?
What's up, Steve? How you doing? goon?
Good. You don't sound excited to hear from me.
I'm always excited to hear from you. Always.
Okay, good. Same here. Hey, look, this might be nitpicking a little bit, but Terry McLaurin is always getting tripped, ankle tackled. And I've seen a lot of that last year. Like I said, it's a positive play. I think it went for, 50-something yards on the defense.
Yeah, 57 yards.
And it was definitely a touchdown.
This is nitpicking. Several people did it during the offseason about him getting, shoestring tackled right before the end zone. But you know what? I'll take the 57.5. He scored on that one. Let's be fair. That was a bad review, a bad instant review. They got it wrong.
It was. They did. Because I think his hip... it was on top of the defender, and his knee definitely never touched. So,
right.
Did you see the camera angle that they showed that they said they used to confirm that? I know it's on X. It's a horrible camera angle. It's like the replay booth is better. But
yeah.
I think that is a thing, though, with him. These shoestring tackles, it's really a thing, though. But like I said, it's nitpicking, but I'll take the 57 yards.
Yeah.
Glad that we won the game, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jalen. Jalen, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
What's up, Jalen?
So I absolutely love how we set the tone from opening kickoff with Debo taking it back and getting us in the plus.
Good blocking on that play, too. I didn't point that out. Excellent blocking on both of the returns. Luke McCaffrey has been a good blocker in those situations, but continue.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. The details are very, very important. The touchdown on the opening drive was big. I thought that, again, that goes back to coming ready, coming prepared to just hit Vegas in the mouth and to let them know, who we are. I liked how we stopped the run. I liked how we kept constant pressure on Geno, which was great. I also didn't see or hear Brock Bowers' name a lot, which was, gratifying considering how we've struggled recently with slowing down tight ends. So it was great to see us just play a well-rounded game. Now, obviously, there's certain things that we can continue to improve upon. But overall, I like how impactful, we were both offensively, defensively, especially with the running game. I think one of your previous callers had mentioned, why don't we do that more with Jaden? I agree. I think that Cliff needs to utilize this run game a lot more, especially when Jaden comes back. That could definitely limit him from getting hit. But overall, hopefully we can continue this momentum into Atlanta. Thank you for taking my call, and help you bring it go.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. They've run the ball a lot with Jaden. Okay? Now, last year, Jaden ran too much. He was the leading rusher too many times. We wanted to see that change. Marcus Mariota in his games has run the ball a lot. He had 6 carries for 40 yards yesterday. If you go back to his games last year, in fact, he was more often pulling it on the zone read than even Jaden was. He had 11 rushes in that Carolina game last year, 5 rushes and a half against the Cowboys. So Marcus runs it a lot too. It's the design of the offense. The quarterback is a part of the run game. But Jaden's been in plenty of games in which the running backs, have rushed for a lot of yards. I mean, you just have to go back to the NFC win against Detroit when Brian Robinson had a big game and Eckler had a big game, and they rushed the ball. We've had plenty of those games where the running backs, the Arizona game last year, Jaden just also was a participant, but so has Marcus Mariota been a participant when they've run the ball. They were, what did they finish last year in rushing? Top 3 in regular season rushing, and now they're number 2 in rush offense. They're gonna run the football, but the quarterback is gonna be a part. They were number 3 last year, regular season, 3rd in rush offense behind Baltimore and Philly. So far through 3 games this year, they're 2nd behind Buffalo. Guess what? In Buffalo, James Cook's really good. We don't have a James Cook at this point. But the quarterback's involved in that run game too. The teams that have been the top rushing teams in the league recent years have been teams where the quarterback is part of the run game. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels / Marcus Mariota. All right, I see everybody on hold. We'll continue to take calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What'd you like? What didn't you like? Any other observations, reaction to yesterday's 41-24 win over the Raiders?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Triumph, a gift to this area to be able to bring RFK back to the city.
Mariota throwing and open is Terry McLaurin. They wanted the deep shot. They got it. And touchdown, Washington.
Should have been a touchdown. It was instant reviewed and called down short of the goal line. That was a bad instant review. This from someone who is a coach in the area. Bobby Wagner's game yesterday is one of the more fascinating games of the year by an off-ball linebacker. He was incredible as a pass rusher, very good against the run. He can't cover anybody anymore. Yeah, I did notice in coverage, Wagner, I think, on one of Tucker's touchdowns had that area. And he had a couple of coverage issues, I think, in the Green Bay game. But, man, Wagner as a run stopper and as a pass rusher yesterday was outstanding, as was everybody outstanding as a pass rusher and a run stopper against the Raiders yesterday. All right, 301-230-0980. Ben's going to join us at 12. You'll hear from Luke McCaffrey next hour as well, but we'll keep the phone lines going. Ronnie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. How y'all doing? And thanks,
good, Ronnie.
Max. I was pretty happy with the overall effort. This is a week-to-week league. One week we could look like chicken something, and the other week we could look like chicken salad. I wanted to piggyback off Wagner. He did play really good yesterday. And the whole defensive line, that's the best I've ever seen the special teams play in a while. The one thing I am curious about, I want to find out. I can't wait to find out about Cigargate. Tommy didn't get no problems with his cigar yesterday.
There were issues. So he'll talk about it on tomorrow's show.
Yes, I'll be looking forward to listening to that.
He texted me about 12 times pregame. He was upset about way it was handled.
You guys are radio gold. You two are radio gold, dude. Radio gold.
Tommy's been smoking cigars before Skins games at FedEx at Northwest Field for 20-some years now, and apparently now they won't let him do it. But no one cares about that. What do you got on the game?
Well, I just want to get that through. But just overall effort, and I think with the injuries, I'm looking forward to find out with the injuries. We're going to be banged up pretty much all year. We just got to get it together and just keep going, and don't sleep on Atlanta because they can definitely take us out. But I love the show, I love the podcast, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Ronnie. Let's go to Sabah's been on hold. Let's go to Sabah. Sabah, go ahead.
Hey there, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I thought it was a great game yesterday. Let's see. My good is one who I wasn't a fan of, Marcus Mariota. I'm becoming a big fan of his. He's playing like the number two overall pick Heisman Trophy winner that he is. I thought he made very good decisions. He ran
when he had to, not when he wanted to, and he threw when he wanted to, not when he had to, and that made his decision-making more quick and more decisive. Like the McNichols guy and the Mason guy. And I thought it was the bad I have was on Seattle, where
the
Raiders. I was thinking Pete Carroll. Sorry.
Yeah.
Where they know our kicker can't make over 50 yarders. So right before that half, he actually missed and they had called timeout and then gave him another chance. I thought that was so comical. I'm like, why would you do that? Because he actually missed.
Well, teams do it all the time, you know, when they have the timeout to spare.
Yeah, but that's dumb. Against our kicker can't make a 50-yarder to save his life like the first time he kicks it. So, but anyhow, then I got one last thing for you that I'm sure is not going to be popular, but I want to know on the bad side, why was our starting quarterback, the future of the franchise, not with a headset on, listening to every single play and word when we're on offense and talking to Marcus Mariota and the offensive coordinator on the sideline? Instead, he was sort of spectating. And I said, well, maybe this is just normal because it's a day off for him. So I looked at what J.J. McCarthy was doing. He had a head thing, an earpiece in his head, and he was listening to every play going through it in his head. These guys still have to learn. So I just thought that was bad look for him. He was dancing on the sideline, smiling, bobbing his head with the hoodie on. I thought he should really be engaged, and he needs to learn from
He was not on the sideline in the first half of the game. He came down.
Well, that's even worse.
I don't know if it was the second half. I think they did that for the purposes of when it's a knee injury, I think that they try to keep some of those players off the sideline.
Well, he should have had the headset on, communicating and going through all the plays, listening to every single play that's run. Because to me, if I want to be the best at what I'm doing, I want to train and learn every day of the job, particularly when I'm young at it. So,
I want
him to be better at passing decisively, not only when he has to, and running.
You mean like he has been for basically every single game of his career until last Thursday night?
He wants to do what now? What was that?
He's an incredibly decisive passer, Jaden is.
Well, the first two weeks, he has not been.
No, he was against the Giants. Go back and look at the first touchdown pass against Hurts.
We'll agree to disagree, but I wanted him.
There's no disagreeing. I mean, the guy was he had the greatest rookie season in the history of the league for a quarterback.
Yes, he
was incredibly decisive, incredibly accurate. The system allows that. Marcus Mariota is benefiting from that system as well. They're both really benefiting from a super coordinated offense. But if you're implying, which I think you are, because you sent me a DM that I was reading right before you came on, that somehow Marcus Mariota, is more decisive as a passer than Jaden, then you just are ignoring the entire 20-game slate from last year. And by the way,
games.
The Giant game where he was incredibly decisive at times.
I did think
Marcus Mariota was really sharp yesterday. I really did. What? I thought he really looked good.
We have to pause to praise Marcus Mariota for some reason. But
who did? I led with him
good,
today.
It's like he's a Hall of Famer. So I just want us to be fair.
Well, he's not a Hall of Famer yet. He's not a Hall of Famer yet. But nobody's pausing to praise Marcus Mariota. That's your own sensitivity. I mean, you've been listening to other people who have said
he
played poorly. I gave him an. I said he was an A.
Yeah.
A plus if he didn't fumble. And I liked the play in which he fumbled.
Me too. And I think he should play against Atlanta. I think they need to kind of soft bench.
Soft bench?
So he can get right.
What does soft bench mean?
I want him to learn.
What soft bench
like they're
mean?
They're doing to J.J. McCarthy. He's not hurt. They're soft benching him.
So he wasn't hurt yesterday?
Why would you say that?
Soft benching means that they're not pleased with his play and they want him to learn something.
Well, it's like he kind of hurt and, you might need some time away. Let's see what this other guy can do. Let's let you learn. These guys are young, Kevin. They're young. They're not polished quite yet. Okay, and I know that Jaden had a lot of college experience.
That's true, and he's younger than Marcus Mariota. Actually, you're starting to persuade me. So let's carve out like the next 4 or 5 games. Let Jaden sit back and learn. He's at that point.
He needs to be 100%, so he can have his fastball.
No. You implied that it had nothing to do with it with injury. It was a soft benching.
Soft.
I'm sorry?
That means he maybe could have played if our backup isn't really
that
good.
But you don't
good.
Want him to play even if he's ready to play. Yeah. You want a soft benching. You want him to sit back and learn for a while.
Well,
right?
While Mariota's playing the way he is, absolutely. Because when he
Raiders.
Gets on there, you want to be the best of him.
What do you think Jaden would have done yesterday? He would not have had a good day had he been healthy?
No, not from what I saw the first 2 weeks, no. I think he would have been hesitant. He would have overthrown Terry's pass. He would have instead, you know, okay, here's a good example. You know that pass that Mariota threw the ball like sidearm? Everybody said it should have been grounding, but it wasn't.
That was a great play.
Your guy, our guy, Jaden, would have tried to
Your guy, no. Got to self-correct there. It is our guy because you are a fan of the team, just not a fan of Jaden.
Well, that's not true. I want people to earn it. I want people to earn what they have. So in that example, Mariota got rid of the ball, and it wasn't a sack. But yet, Jaden would have kept that ball, tried to run out of there, and probably gotten a hit.
Maybe.
Whereas Mariota avoided a hit. If you
Maybe.
Notice, the defender came
I don't know.
Right
Jaden's done a
hit.
Pretty good job. Remember the Baltimore game last year when he unloaded it a couple of times to avoid sacks? Yeah, I mean,
he
didn't.
More of that this
look,
year.
Last year, I'm kind of with you. I don't think he earned much
He's
last year.
He's the most hit quarterback. I mean, come on. Last year and this year so far. So.
Last year what?
He's still the most hit quarterback, right? That Mia Kimes?
Yes.
He's still the most hit last year.
That Mia Kim?
Well
what does Mia Kim mean? I don't even know what that means.
Mia Kimes or whatever. Remember she had that thing where
Mina
Kimes?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, the lady on ESPN, he's the most
what about
hit
her?
Quarterback. She's pointed out that Jaden is the most hit quarterback of all last season, out of all of them.
Okay.
Including these two first weeks.
Right. Yes, he's been the most hit quarterback last year, and he was the first 2 weeks this year. And we got to get those down. But I don't think it's because he's playing the position poorly. I don't think that they should soft bench him. I mean, I'll consider it. I'll consider the soft benching. How many games would you soft bench him for?
Well, I'd probably play him against the Chargers. Because the Chargers
You'd bring Jaden back against the Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay, so a two-game soft benching.
That gives him 3 good weeks of rest, because he had basically a week and a half. Plus
because of the Packers game.
Then you're
okay, so sit him for the Falcons. Not sit him. We soft benched him for the Raiders. We'll soft bench him for the Falcons game. We'll bring him back for the Chargers game. The opponent that is much better than the two that we just played.
I want him to listen to all the plays and learn. Right. I don't want him being a spectator.
That particular part of your call is an interesting thing. I'm kind of with you on that. Now, I think that the reason he was in the injury suite, which is the way they described it, is because it's a knee. So I don't know that he should have been on the sideline at all, but I think part of it is he wanted to celebrate Marcus Mariota's game and his teammates and the success that they had had. But I don't know that they wanted him anywhere near the sideline area, meaning near the field, you know, as a backup quarterback on headset. You know what I mean? Because of the potential hit. Look at what happened to Quinn yesterday. They certainly didn't want that to happen to him.
But why was J.J. McCarthy on the sideline? He had an ankle injury.
I don't know. I can't tell you the reason for that. I think the knee and the ligament and maybe the lateral movement is a bit of an issue right now with him, and so they want to protect him by keeping him in the injury suite. But maybe he shouldn't have been on the sideline at all. Maybe he should have sat with the offensive play callers. All right, Sabah, thank you.
Thanks.
We have definitely gone beyond the Sabah limit. But the soft benching of Jaden yesterday and the suggestion that they should do it again next week, let's all ponder that for a while. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead. We're following Sabah with Ian. Ian, go ahead.
You know, I know she's a doctor, but I have a hard time believing someone believes that they should soft bench Jaden Daniels. I mean, that's a position.
I don't know.
Maybe
we could be missing something here. We could be missing something. Look, it never hurts a young player to sit back and watch an older, more experienced player. And Marcus has been a phenomenal mentor to Jaden. Maybe Jaden needed this soft benching. Maybe he needed it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that position at all. I didn't hear your open. And when I called into Max, I said, "This is Eddie Jordan harvest your nuts type victory."
Yeah,
and he
I
said,
used.
"That's what Kevin said."
Yeah.
And so I agree with you. And I think, you know, you always use your Kevinisms of week to week league. You never know, and you see that every week. And I had the preseason prediction of 9-8. I don't feel that different now. I think one of my takeaways that you haven't mentioned is a lot of the injuries, you know, it's like, oh, we have the injury bug or this, that, the other. I think that's a little callous because when you sign old players who are injury prone and then they get injured, you can't throw your hands up and say, it's bad luck. Austin Eckler, yeah. Will Harris, some of these guys are injury prone players. And when they get hurt, that's got to be a reflection.
Will Harris
a little
isn't
bit of the
an
GM.
Old player, is he? How old's Will Harris? Is he in his 30s yet?
I think he's 30, and maybe I'm wrong on that. But, like, yeah, I mean, again, factually, this is the oldest team in the league.
Yes, that's true. But we also know what, you know, that a guy like Josh Johnson and Tressway. I'm not saying that some of the older players aren't playing, but Bobby Wagner hasn't gotten hurt. Zach Ertz hasn't gotten hurt.
Ebo hasn't gotten hurt yet, right?
Von Miller hasn't gotten hurt. Who?
Yeah, like Debo is obviously very injury prone, and he hasn't been yet. But my point is,
Debo's only 29? Is Debo even 30?
Yeah, Debo is 29, but you can agree that his 29 is not commensurate.
Oh, I totally agree with that. But I think the idea that it's, you know, I forget the word you used, you know, but essentially saying it's borderline misleading to be upset, or it's you're missing the forest for the trees to be upset about their injury proneness because they're an old team. Well, it's not their old players who are getting hurt, with the exception of Eckler.
Yeah, I correct me if I'm wrong. I thought Will Harris is an older player, but
pulled it up. He's 29. He turns 30 during the season, late in the season.
Yeah, I think when you hit 30 in the NFL, you're called that an old player, right?
No, 29? No, 29 is not an old player.
I mean, maybe that's a degree.
By the way, Preston Smith didn't help their age thing any, did he? But he was inactive yesterday. What else from the game? Let's not get.
No. I mean, it's just like you said, a harvest your nuts win. You have a little bit of breathing room on a weaker, potentially Atlanta team. I feel like they should absolutely bring back Jaden. Like that shouldn't even be a conversation. But yeah, I mean, you got to feel positive about a lot of things. I think the concern is the injury, and that's what I was leading with. But no, overall,
the injuries are piling up, and you know, there's you can't predict those things. I guess if they were all older players, you could have said we should have seen that coming. That's not been the case yet. I'm not saying it won't be the case. And by the way, I agree with you on Debo. Debo is an older 29. He's having a sensational start to this season. If he stays healthy, they're going to be in good shape offensively because he's a weapon they did not have last year, including as well as De'Ami Brown played at times. But look, it's early. We got a long way to go. 14 games. They needed that one. 1-2 would have been a tough start. They needed to take care of a team that was sort of ripe to be taken care of. Thanks, Ian. Let's go to Lap. Lap, go ahead. Thanks for holding, man.
Hey, man. Hey, we love you, Sabah, man. We just want you to root for the team, man, because we don't know who she like. She always got to take a shot at Jaden, man. You know she wanted Drake May initially, so. And then she's not rooting for the team.
Well, I think this all stems from Taylor Heineke stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We know she loves Taylor Heineke, just like I like John Wall. Yeah. So I understand. What I liked, I was really excited to see the offensive players out there, you know, make plays with Lang and Debo on special teams. Luke McCaffrey, they need to get him the ball. I was a little concerned with him coming in, but he knows how to get open, man.
I think they need
to use him more, Kevin. They definitely need, because he can help take pressure off of Debo and Terry a lot, bro, if they can get him going.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on with Noah Brown. He's always, like, I call him Mr. Glass, but he's always hurt. But and the front seven, I thought they played pretty good, considering I thought that the secondary was going to be the strength coming into the season versus the front seven. But if the front seven can play collectively like that, man, as a unit – I think we got a chance. But the injuries kind of concern me. And I'm with you with Mario. Mario looks good. Even when Jaden, if he's hurt or banged up or he's not there, I'm confident in Mario that can come in, you know what I'm saying, and be competitive with a chance to win some games for us, definitely.
I'm thinking, and
I agree with you guys. I would sit Jaden. I'm sorry, Kevin. That was my last point. I would sit Jaden to the Chargers game and let Mariota rock out with the Falcons, even though it's not going to be an easy win. I think that's a winnable game, and I think Mariota could come in and help us. Because you got to spread the ball around, man. Make teams respect you, you know. And I think I like what he did yesterday, besides the fumble.
Look, the one point that Sabah made that was spot on is that Marcus Mariota was super sharp and super decisive yesterday. I loved it. I really did. I thought he was outstanding yesterday. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get a couple of more calls in here before Ben joins us at noon. We still got to go around the NFL. How about Maryland? They got a big win. And you know who's a good college football team this year? UVA, and they play Florida State Friday night. I'm calling that right now. They got a shot to win that game outright. Florida State's excellent. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com as well.
All right, it is Monday, September 22nd. Here's what's happening. The Commanders, they get the win over the Las Vegas Raiders by a score of 41-24. Marcus Mariota with a solid performance, throwing for 200-plus yards and a touchdown, including running in another one to top it all off. Injuries continue to pile up for Washington as Terry McLaurin left the game with a quad injury. Marshawn Lattimore left with a concussion. Will Harris fractures his fibula and will be out for the foreseeable future, according to Ian Rappaport. We take a look around the NFC East after yesterday's matchups. The Eagles, they win on a blocked field goal as time expires over the Rams, 33-26. The Cowboys, they get upset by the Chicago Bears, 31-24. And the Giants, another subpar performance this time against the Kansas City Chiefs. They fall 22-9. Little preseason hockey action the first of the season last night. The Caps, they get the win against the Boston Bruins by a score of 5-2. Sonny Milano with 2 goals and 2 assists. In his first NHL action he's seen since November 4th, Hendrix Lapierre, Bogdan Triniev and Ryan Chesley all with tallies. Should be some fierce competition for those final few roster spots. The Nats, they play spoiler in their win over the Mets by a score of 3-2. Jacob Young with one of the greatest catches you'll ever see in that fifth inning. Mitchell Parker gets called in for the final few innings of the game and earns the save, giving up only 2 hits and no earned runs. Again, Nats win 3-2. They will shift their focus to the Atlanta Braves for one final series. Brad Lord expected to get the start versus Hurston Waldrop. First pitch at 7:15, Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Team win, right? As we said, man, complimentary ball, back and forth. Best part of us is all of us doing all of our together, man. It's cool shit. We'll go through all of it tomorrow. Excellent job getting back to our ways.
Hey! Hold on, hold on. Hey, to a real Bama.
took one on the sideline and pop up like toast. Thank you.
That was Frankie Louvu there at the end talking about Quinn taking one on the sideline. This from Bryce. Bryce writes, why haven't you mentioned yet that Washington is going to face you-know-who next week? I did mention that Michael Penix Jr. got benched in the game against Carolina yesterday, but Raheem Morris said that Michael Penix Jr. is going to start. They believe in Michael Penix Jr., and they're not, you know, moving on from Kirk just in the event that the Michael Penix Jr. thing doesn't work. He had a horrendous game yesterday, threw two picks in the game. One was a pick six, had a terrible QBR. And Cousins came in late with the score 30-0. I don't think they'll get Penix. They'll get Kirk. I think Penix Jr. will start. The key in facing the Falcons, and there will be plenty of time to talk about this, but you have to protect your quarterback, and then you've got to stop the run. Bijan Robinson is the real deal. Tyler Algier is the real deal. They can really run the football. I don't know what happened yesterday. I haven't watched the game. I will later on in the week. It is weird, though, with the NFL, right? I mean, Carolina in their first two games losing to Jacksonville and on the road against Arizona and then coming back and beating the snot out of the Falcons, who completely ran the Vikings out of the building last Sunday night in Minneapolis on Sunday Night Football. Weird league. And who knows? There could be more weird next week. But I'm pretty sure Cousins isn't going to start unless we find out that Penix Jr. was injured. All right, let's get a few more calls in here before Ben jumps on with us. Cam in D.C. Cam, go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to get your thoughts on that in the Dan Quinn era, other than Joe Burrow in week three of last year. We haven't beaten a team with a led by a top 10 quarterback. And then if you include Baker and Goff in the playoffs, a team with a top half quarterback, like obviously we've beaten the teams we're supposed to beat. Do you think is missing from us taking that next level of beating the either elite teams or teams with elite QBs? And I'll take it off.
Mean, you could argue last year Goff and Baker were top 10 quarterbacks, not just top half of the league. Also, the last team.
That's fair, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jalen Hurts got hurt in that game, so it's unfair to say that they beat Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts didn't play defense, and they beat that team. They didn't have a lot of top 10 quarterbacks on the schedule last year, right? Like, they had Jalen Hurts,
sure.
If you think he's top 10, twice. They had Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
And that's it.
And then if you don't want to put Mayfield and Goff in there, they beat Mayfield, they beat Goff. So.
Yep. And then this year we had Russ, Jordan Love, who I'll say is top 10, and then obviously Geno. So we're beating the teams we're supposed to beat, but, you know.
By the way, beating the teams you're supposed to beat in this league, and they did it last year. And by the way, in a lot of the cases, they smoked some of those teams, you know, the Carolinas, the Clevelands last year, the Arizonas, who am I forgetting? Tennessee. I think that is a really good trait for a head coach or for a staff, is not to slip up in the spots. Look, there are very few games you should win in the NFL. Those are few and far between. But when they've had them, they've buried the team. Yesterday was one of them, and they did it without their starting quarterback. So, you know, I'm impressed by that, but you got to get more chances at top 10 quarterbacks before we think that that's a thing, in my opinion. But thanks, Cam. Let's go to Bobby. What'd you say, Cam?
I was saying we got a few coming over the next couple months.
Yeah, we're gonna see Herbert. We're gonna see Mahomes. We're gonna see Dak, who we didn't have to face once last year. Who am I forgetting? And Hurts twice. Hurts twice. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Let's go to Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
Hey, Kev. Good win. Yeah, we did what we were supposed to do. You might have answered this already because I've been busy this morning working. Do you think the offense looked different yesterday?
Do I think the offense looked different in what way?
And just
than it did against the Packers?
The first 2 weeks. Yeah, I mean, obviously it did against the Packers, but I'm just saying that it just looked like last year's offense to me, the way we were doing things, you know. And, you know, I said something yesterday. Jaden's staying in the pocket a lot. I mean, we need to use his legs more. You know, Marcus, that back foot hit the ground. If it wasn't open, you know, he went through his reads. He was taking off and running, man. We hadn't done a lot of that this year to me by watching. The read option was really good yesterday. You know, I just observing, you know, what I was looking at. And, you know, Jaden's elite. I'm not saying. I just thought it looked a little bit different. Maybe we were more efficient on how we ran it yesterday. I don't know. It was just something about
it
looked
different. Yeah, I would say this. There's a massive difference between the Packers and the Raiders. That's number one. You have to acknowledge that. The Raiders are truly a bad football team. And then they were the short rest team. Washington was the well-rested team. That's always an advantage in the NFL. Number two is the Giant game was very close to being and looking like yesterday. You know, 450 yards of offense, 28 first downs or whatever it was. But what happened in that game is they got called for like 13 penalties and they had like four or five drop passes. Look, they made some mistakes yesterday, just not as many. And let's not forget, you had short fields to work with yesterday. The opening kickoff, you scored on special teams. But I thought Mariota looked super sharp. I thought Jaden in the opener was a B player. It wasn't his, you know, we're comparing it to what we saw last year, but it was very close to a much better performance. He missed Terry deep. That would have changed the whole feel of the game because that would have added, you would have been a 500-yard team in the opener with that play. The Packers are really, really good on defense, and that was ugly. Yesterday, they came out and they dominated the line of scrimmage and they ran the football and they got a kick return. They got a punt return. The other team was horrendous. They weren't very good coming in, but they were really bad yesterday. I thought Mariota looked really sharp, but to me, when Jaden's been really sharp, and at times he was in the Giant game, that's what it looks like. This is the best offense Mariota's been a part of in terms of the scheme for his particular strengths in his entire career. If he had started his career with Cliff, Mariota would have, look, there are other parts of Marcus's game in the past that were, you know, sketchy. You know, he wasn't the most mentally strong player at various times in his career, but he's always been talented. All right, I'm up against it. We got to get to Ben. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.